on a beautiful day today in California where I live, and I wanted to talk about connecting to source energy. Yeah, and this is something that, I want to think back when I was 15 or 14, I would meditate and get inspiration, and I would write poems, my inspiration. And when I look back at that, that was a while ago, I can see that connectivity to source energy guiding me throughout my life. And maybe something that blocks the source energy is when we get too fixated on a certain outcome or a certain solution or a certain how. So if we have to have it happen a certain way, like it has to be the new Tesla, or it has to be this, or it has to be that, that can block our awareness of the road that would be like the lightest way to give us what we've been desiring. So I want to just talk a little bit about connecting to source energy and some of the systems that I utilize, and some of the things that you can do to just, well, Abraham Hicks calls it being in the vortex. So, Stephen Sadler, who does a beautiful Shakti meditation, calls it, I think he just talks about being in the flow. And so, well, if you're not in the flow, if you're not connected to source, then what the perception is, life is really hard. So if it's seeming like things are hard or difficult or impossible or over there and you're here, these are symptoms of that sense of not being connected to source, right? So when you're connected to source, even if your life isn't perfect, because we're always desiring new things, there is a sense of being able to do it or being able to get there, being able to connect with that higher, oh, it's like a higher way of operating. When I look at clearing energy and clearing the chakras, what I'm talking about is clearing blocks to our own knowing and our own connectivity to source energy. So, source energy is renewing, renewing, renewable. It's always present. It's always available. We can always tap into a higher source. Now, sometimes you might call for it. Say you're in a dark alley at night or something like that, and you hear some scary noises. So then you might say, "Hey, God, help me. Send me a light. Send me an Uber." I just saw the movie Stuber yesterday. Oh my gosh, with my kids. It was really funny. Ooh, baby. So I want to encourage you to have the awareness, first of all, that it's possible to connect to source, because one of the things that can stop us is just not knowing or not believing. So first of all, just have that faith that there is source energy. It is renewable and it is available, and you can reach out and it can guide you immediately, like now. Just by knowing that this is possible. So, the next thing you can do when you're working on connecting your source energy is expand. Because what happens is when we get into trouble, when we get into fear, we get into worry, we contract. Okay? The contraction energy, what that does is it makes less opportunities available to us. So the more we contract, the less is possible. The more we contract, the less opportunities are available. And then this is how we're actually pinching ourselves off from source energy. Okay? So you have some choices every day, obviously. And if you did choose to be more in expansion, expansion is when you're open to so many different ways of doing something. It's not, I would never do that, or I could never do it like that, or I would never let my daughter learn how to drive with my car. Just one of the things I'm going through as a human being on the planet right now, teaching my children to drive. It's kind of scary. All right, so as we're connecting to source energy, the experience of it is expansion. So I'll just kind of guide you right now. So if you are driving machinery, just kind of tune out a little bit. Don't listen to this too deep. And if you are in a quiet place, then sit with your head directly over your shoulders and pull earth energy up from the bottoms of the earth through the bottoms of your feet. Just pull earth energy up. Nice. And then if you can, put your hands over your head like you're holding a basketball and invite golden energy from celestial to come and pour down, rain down golden light over your entire being. Yeah, very nice. And then reach out even a little bit more and just expand your energy out to all the planets that you can perceive, and then to the galaxies beyond that, and to the galaxies beyond that, and even more galaxies beyond that. And then see if you can't ask energy from all those galaxies to come and nourish you, so the benevolent of all those galaxies, benevolence coming down to you, this planet at this time, to nourish your being. Nice. And then that expanded state, invite source energy to come and give you one inspiration. So one inspiration. And I'll tell you what it said to me. It was kind of vague, though. It said, ask for it. Huh. So, if that's for someone who's listening, what have you not asked for that if you asked for it would change everything? Or what have you been afraid to ask for that if you did ask for it would rock your world? Those are interesting questions. And this concludes my show today. I just wanted to do a little taster on connecting to source energy. I do have a retreat coming up, so I'll just talk about that a little bit because I would love your presence at this retreat. It's August 1st and 2nd. It's going to be from 10 a.m. California to 3 p.m. California. We'll have an hour break at lunch. We're going to go into chakra clearing and entity clearing. So, we're going to clear any unwanted discarnate energies, thought forms, anything that's gotten stuck in your body, in your chakras from past experiences. We're going to ask to clear whatever can be cleared on those 2 days. After the experience, you might have heightened inspiration, heightened intuition, heightened, I call it knowing your knowing, so heightened claircognizance. Some people experience greater clairaudience, clairsentience. These tools are available to you, and what I do is help connect you with your own source of inspiration. So the way that I work on clearing is to help connect you to source and help have you. It's like you're finding your own way, and I'm guiding the practice, setting the scenario for safety and setting the scenario for protection. So that's how I run my retreats. And I'd love to have your presence if it beckons. And just go to energyclearingforlife.com/retreat. I have about four more openings, and I'm looking forward to having a beautiful 2 days of massive energy clearing. It's going to be amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and have a most, just have a terrific day.